B-Pod Studios.
I just could hear the backing singers were pretty into it. 95, the Sports Hub, we were Toucher and Rich. Now, is that like from some Southern, like, Baptist situation?
Oh, yeah. That's that preacher, his last name's Copeland, but he's like, you know, one of those mega church televised preachers. And he made this speech when this thing first started happening. And he has like the altar, or I don't know what they call it in that religion, but it's like the stage. And there's like six or seven people to his left and right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Well, as John Elway said, it actually happened with the first pick with the Cincinnati Bengals, and they determined there was a phone connection problem. And as Elway said, and I got a lot of those texts that Adam Schefter had gotten too, which was, this is brutal. This is going to be a mess. And then it actually went smoothly. They did two rounds of the draft in 90 minutes. It was a scripted mock draft, scripted by the league, so each team had an email of who they were going to call in draft. I can tell you Joe Burrow did not go number one. In fact, I think they had several trades worked in. Dallas, I think, moved up to number one to take an offensive tackle from Washington, who's not going to get drafted in the first round. But I guess what I'm saying is, everybody calm down. When you start off bad, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be a disaster. And I think there's a little bit more confidence level than there was at the start of this mock draft. And most of the trades that are going to be made in this draft, the parameters are going to be in place before.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And that is, I would imagine that's Chris Mortensen.
That is.
Speaking at that point. And there was a mock draft, and there was a lot of quote-unquote confusion among the GMs on how to work all this equipment, which I would say is completely fraudulent. Also, apparently, the Redskins are open for business at pick number two. So if you want Chase Young, ladies and gentlemen, he might be there for the picking.
I'm wondering, though, if anyone trades up, if they want to trade up and get a quarterback instead of Chase Young, and that's why the Redskins would move
down.
It
depends how generational you think Chase Young is. I don't think he played enough football for my liking. But they're saying he's better than both Bosa brothers. So, I mean...
All right.
I mean, yeah, he's supposed to be better than both Bosa brothers. He's supposed to have better athleticism. So, I mean, if you prioritize pass rush, which a lot of teams are doing, I suppose it's quarterback, and then my pass rusher might be second in terms of priorities for teams. I mean, yeah, I'd trade up to two to get him, but I don't think – I mean, the Patriots don't have enough to do that.
No.
But, you know, that someone's going to be doing it.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but, you know, getting close to the draft, you know, there's all these pieces, and we've been talking about Joe Tooney. Is he going to get moved? But one of the more fascinating things that's going on is the whole situation with Yannick Ngakoue and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I mean, it has been – I love it when these guys take their beefs public. And yesterday on Twitter, Yannick Ngakoue got in a fight with – Tony Khan, who's the son of owner Shad Khan. He's also the team's vice president of football, administration and technology. So basically, he's someone who helps make the decisions, and he's the son of the owner. So Yannick Ngakoue has been basically begging to get traded from this team. He's not wanting to be there anymore. So Yannick Ngakoue tweeted Tony Khan and said, "Stop hiding, Mo." Now, is Mo because of his haircut? I'm wondering, maybe.
I'm hoping it is.
It looks somewhat like a Mo haircut when you click on the picture of Tony Khan.
I don't know.
So, kind of funny. And Tony Khan tweeted back Yannick Ngakoue and said, "I'm not in hiding, sir. I'm in isolation getting ready for the draft. I've been pretty active on social media in isolation, but you wouldn't know that since you unfollowed me again." And Yannick Ngakoue said, "Since you're feeling might today, let's both let the world in on the truth. We been had a discussion that the Chargers game was my last game, yet you try to backdoor the situation without answering any of my camp's calls. SMH, you spoiled brat, holding up people for no reason." And then he put a clown emoji. So to that, Tony Khan responds, he responds with, "It's a new regime here, sir. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the contributions you made here. That said, tweeting insults at me won't get you traded any faster. Only good trade compensation will do that. Please redirect your efforts into a more productive outlet." And then Yannick Ngakoue comes back and says, "Just trade me. I don't need the speech." And then Tony Khan tweets back, "Show me the compensation. I'm sure you're really driving up the price today, by the way."
That's a good line.
It's awesome. It's great. So that's the kind of and all these guys. I mean, everyone's already under pressure.
Everyone's losing their minds.
They
this
are.
This doesn't happen in a normal year.
This started before the quarantine. Like, Yannick Ngakoue's been running his mouth for a while.
Yeah. But Khan's kid getting into it on Twitter, I think, it doesn't happen if we're allowed outside to do better things.
It's probably a decent point. If he could only go bowling, it would all like solve everything.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if he drove a truck to get illegals out.
I mean, that guy Kemp is the best.
Georgia Governor Kemp, it just occurred to me, he drives a pickup truck in order to take illegal aliens. Oh. So is he going to drive them down?
Yeah.
To where?
You drive them to Mexico, just go, "All right, you're free."
Yep.
Freedom is yours.
Okay, so what's the quickest way to Mexico via Atlanta? And how many illegal immigrants can I fit in the back of my pickup truck?
Well, I would think that you would either...
To make it worth my while.
Without using a boat, you would have to drive across Alabama first, and then go into Mississippi, and then cut through Louisiana and go down towards Galveston, and then go down into Texas. And so I'm thinking that's probably a good maybe 17, 18-hour drive.
In best case scenario, I got 10 illegal immigrants in the back of my car.
Well, the good news is, in Georgia, I think it's legal to have a pickup truck loaded full of people on the highway.
Well,
I did it when I was a kid.
Well, I got to be honest with you. There was a painting of my house that happened just that way.
Fred, that is one of those things that when you were a kid, you just didn't think about. And like as you get older, you're like, holy crap, we used to ride in the back of pickup trucks on a highway. Like, that was just like, that was accepted transportation. It would be like, if you had a pickup truck, you could fit, hey, all the kids in the neighborhood, 7, 8 kids, hop in the back. And you would go on like 6-lane roads and just haul ass. I remember one time I was in the back of a pickup truck and I went on 75, which is, you know, essentially, it's the highway. And we drove
It's not essentially the highway. It is the highway.
It is the highway. We drove into the city and that's like a 45-minute ride on the highway in the back of a pickup truck going like 70. Well, can you imagine seeing that today?
How about being in a station wagon and being in the back of the station wagon and driving to Michigan, to Florida?
Well, the backpack was my seat. Like, because, you know, we had
we didn't have a seat. There was no seat.
That's what I'm saying.
There was no seat belt. There was no seat.
Yeah.
So if there was an accident, you were going to die.
Yeah, the fourthborn got the backpack, which was basically the big trunk with no seatbelts. That's
well,
where you
I
went.
Was. I had a. We went from Michigan to Florida because my mom was afraid to fly for a lot of years, and I invented a game where I would get into a sleeping bag and see how long I could stay quiet. Can you imagine? What a wonderful kid that would be. That was the game I invented. Then I was like, I'm going to get in this sleeping bag and see how long I can stay, act like I'm asleep. But the good thing with those trips is I was allowed to listen to comedy albums. So I heard the Steve Martin record. I heard Delirious by Eddie Murphy. I got a lot of swearing in my head. All right. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is an important message from the CDC. You have been recognized as someone who has been in direct contact with a person or persons who have COVID-19 coronavirus. You are required to remain where you are and self-quarantine for 14 days and possibly more due to your small wiener. Tiny wieners have will in more quarantine days. Wiener size like yours could triple your time. Please be advised that you have a tiny weenie.
Haven't we been shamed enough? Us with tiny wieners. I mean, now we got coronavirus happening. The world does not like men with tiny wieners.
No. Robocalls are just not good. I mean, it's embarrassing enough. And next thing you know, your phone rings and you're like, oh my goodness, I've got the coronavirus, and it's even worse. You've got a tiny wiener.
Well, I mean, if you have a tiny wiener, isn't it just better to get it over with and get the coronavirus?
It's like that really depressing song by Randy Newman. Like, short people have no reason to live. Tiny wiener people, no reason.
I'm eating an apple. Oh, yeah. All right. By the way, Rob Gronkowski yesterday talking to the media. And guess what came up?
He wasn't talking to media. He was on that Watch What Happens Live Bravo show.
Regardless of whatever the hell it was. It's media.
It's Sherry O'Terry. I wouldn't quite call that the press. Okay, Sherry O'Terry.
Oh, by the way, I find Andy Cohen to be delightful. The way that he rides Anderson, no pun intended, the way that he rides Anderson Cooper is on the, that is my go-to on the New Year's Eve.
They did a tour together, didn't they? Didn't they go on tour together, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen?
Yeah, and Ian Gilliam from Deep Purple. So, so he was asked if he was going to play for Tampa Bay, and you know what Rob Gronkowski did not do?
He did not
shut
no.
the rumors down.
Uh-oh.
So,
well, we have some of that clip right here. Let's take a listen, shall we? Go, Dan. Anytime.
About the moments that left you super bowled over. And I want to start with the present day. People are bowled over by some rumors of late that you could be brought out of retirement and reunite with Tom Brady on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Are there any real conversations happening there around that?
Andy, you want to know what's so great, man? The day that I retired, within 24 hours, there was already rumors that I was coming out of retirement. I'm feeling good right now. I'm happy where I'm at. And you just
You're
never
done.
Know, man. You just
oh, never,
never know.
Know.
You never know. I'm not totally done. I like to stay in shape. But I've got to get that feeling back.
Gronk, Jess B wants to know, what's the most prima donna thing you've ever seen Tom Brady do?
I would say, like, sprint some water on his face. Like rose water after a practice, like that, like out of his locker. And everyone's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, just moisturizing my face, hydrating it. And he's sprinting some water out of a water bottle onto his face. It was prima donna for sure.
Gronk, last question. Happy O Navjack wants to know the gayest thing you've ever done.
What type of questions are these, Andy? Come on. I was really, really drunk one time, and I accidentally grabbed my friend Ding Dong.
You accidentally grabbed your friend Ding Dong.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Okay. I like it.
Yes.
Now we
I
know.
Knew you would like
and now
that.
We know.
So Sherry O'Terry is the Wallach of the group, stepping on all of his jokes.
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski is really intelligent. The gayest thing he ever did, I grabbed my friend's penis. Okay.
All right.
Don't think that's the spirit of the question.
Because that's what gay guys do, right?
Yeah. Just walk up and grab penises.
I think the spirit of the question would be that, you know, you had makeup applied to you or something like that.
Well, I do. I mean,
it was not. I don't think Andy Cohen meant it as in it's a gay experience, but maybe he did. And what kind of question are these? Well, you're on the Andy Cohen show, dummy. Like, what are these questions? You're shocked by the question? Like, if you go on Andy Cohen, are you shocked if you do not get asked that question?
I think that's the screener.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I mean, come on, dude.
Well, at one point, this is true. I didn't watch the entire thing, but I saw a couple highlights. And at one point, he tried to ask a trick football trivia question that he even got wrong. He got his own trick trivia question wrong that he had written.
Oh, Jesus.
It was about how long is a football field. And and what happened was Sherry O'Terry had guessed 120 yards. And he goes, nope. And then Andy Cohen goes, yeah, it is. You've got to force the end zone. And Robin Krause is like, oh, yeah, I guess if you had the end zones in there, it's 120. So Rob Gronkowski got his own question wrong about something that he did for a living.
Okay, so how would if you're Rob Gronkowski, and first of all, I like that you have to keep this drama if you're coming back in order to stay relevant, which I think is a bad move by his PR people. But how do I get on the Sherry O'Terry show? Like, aren't I going to my agents and saying, hey, this woman's been in nothing since 2000. Perhaps you could get me on with a better guest. I don't know.
Maybe one of the Real Housewives or something.
Yeah, the lady from the Drew Carey show. Like, something to get me through this.
A cast member from Mama's Family that's still alive. Anybody.
Well, now you're grasping at straws.
If there's anyone.
Is Amy Lawrence still alive?
Amy Lawrence? Yes, she does overnights on the other station.
No. Who's the name? Okay, that's right. She is very alive. who, Vicky Lawrence. Is Vicky Lawrence still alive?
Come on, Freddie. It's like you don't listen to her every morning. When
I think of Mama's Family's brand of comedy.
You know, Amy Lawrence or Sherry O'Terry, who's more famous?
I don't know. Sherry O'Terry was on the cover of Rolling Stone at one point.
Vicky Lawrence still alive.
All right. I'm being told Vicky Lawrence still alive, 71. Okay. Yay, 20 years ago. When I would get up in the morning.
By the way, that's my favorite storyline right now. All of these people who are like, is Gronk going to go to the Buccaneers? He's still owned by the Patriots. Like, his rights are still here. Like,
however.
I know.
However.
There
is a catch, though. There is a catch. Because the Patriots only have, whatever it is, $1 million worth of salary cap room. If Gronk said he was coming back, his salary would count over 9.5 against the cap. So the Patriots would either have to get rid of a bunch of people, restructure everybody, or trade him immediately.
Well, I mean, his success with the WrestleMania, I think, that closes the book on all of this.
Correct.
I don't know quite why he's allowing this to stay topic of discussion with him. I would think that you would want to move on and make yourself in some way relevant outside of the idea that you would come back and play football. But his people are telling him a different story.
Yep.
And who am I? I'm sure that they make way more money than I do to tell him what to do. But I wouldn't you think that after 2 years that you would kind of take the foot off the gas a little bit on the whole I'm coming back story?
Yeah. He keeps getting asked. I mean, it's like I'm with you. I would just go, man, look at what I've been doing. I'm having
exactly
the most fun I've ever had, and I'm getting paid to do it.
Yeah,
why would I give this up?
And then, so what you're telling me is, as soon as this mystery, this angle gets taken off, I'm no longer famous. Like, so you're saying that I need this to be famous?
Yeah, that's kind of an insult. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. I would be like, you know, No, I'm not a football player anymore. I'm certainly not going into coaching. I can imagine that. So I would just say that, yes, my life is not involving football in any way. Because I certainly don't think he's going to be a color analyst anytime soon. But he could be part of a pregame show, as he has shown. He can show up there and he can dance around. There's no question about it. Are you guys hearing an echo with me?
A little bit. Just a little bit. It's nothing too crazy.
Okay.
Nothing too nutty.
All right. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, come on. It's Tuesday.
I mean, listen. Is Tuesday there an echo? Let me take a listen. Let me listen close. Let me listen.
Can you play Dan Roach just one time again? Do you have it?
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd.
Sounds like he's peeing.
Maybe he is. I don't care if I ever get back.
Not good.
You know what's great about that clip is that I saw him tweet out this video, and I watched it, you know, but I had the sound down. You got to press the clip, and I accidentally pressed it while I was scrolling up, and so I caught it halfway in the middle. Like, whoa, I got what? That just added this really terrifying layer to this. Like, I thought it was just filming the outside, as everyone did on Saturday morning because it snowed, but then all of a sudden I hear this. I'm like, oh, sweet Lord. I'm not getting out of bed today.
Okay, so I have a CBS Sports page up with the Gronkowski story, and it just showed a advertisement for the Fat British Guy show. And
James Corden?
Yeah, and 90% of it was in a car. I mean, he's literally only known for being in a car. God, I hate him. With every fabric of my being.
Isn't it amazing with all the show? As starved as we are for entertainment, no one yet has watched Cats.
No. Unless they were on, they did it ironically on acid. I don't think that Cats was on anyone's to-do list.
Fred, you know what? I have to be honest. I would truly enjoy watching a live stream of you watching Cats. Like, that's something that, you know, there's certain movies that I would like to, you know, see Wallet get excited about. There's certain things that, I would geek out on. But for some weird reason, I would just love to sit next to you while you watched Cats. Or at least while you could live stream you doing like a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing for the movie Cats with James Gordon.
I can pretty much spoil it for you right now. I don't care for him.
But seeing him dressed up as, you know, Rum Tum Tugger or whatever character, Mr. Mistopheles.
Oh, no, that's his happy place. I mean, he is. I mean, you don't think he loved being dressed as a cat? Because, you know, he's married with kids. As in most cast members of Cats, he's married with children. You know, most people that gregariously laugh at Sheeran playing in their car are married with children. You know, you know about what ZZ Top got, the two guitar players?
What's that?
They got something in common with James Corden, I would have to guess. Long beards. All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. During these trying times, you may be wondering how you can help those working the front lines. Beasley Media has proudly partnered with Massachusetts General for Healthcare Heroes, a program to benefit the Emergency Response Fund. founded by Dr. Peter L. Slavin, M.D., president of Massachusetts General Hospital. The Emergency Response Fund allows funds to be quickly directed to the urgent needs of Mass General. To donate today, visit 985thesportshub.com/heroes. Every little bit helps. And remember, we're all in this together. Healthcare heroes made possible by Stop and Shop and Safety Insurance. And I will tell you this, is that when you donate, they send you an email immediately, thereby showing it as a charitable contribution. So they don't screw around. And that's a long way of me telling you that I donated to this. And so you'll like me. That's a long way to get to that. So, Rich, what were you doing yesterday? What was the day yesterday for you?
Oh, yesterday? Oh, I mean, yesterday was rainy, which meant it was Depression Day. If it's sunny, like right now, it seems to be like the sun. It doesn't even need to be like warm, just sunny. It affects, I've never had my mood affected more by just the sunshine than it is during the quarantine. Like, I find excuses to go outside and try to get warm, even if it's freezing, as long as the sun is out. But if it's down, dude, it sucks. I mean, when it's down, I mean, in my head, all I'm hearing is, you know, they'll take me out to the ball game. You know, Dan, if you have me potted up, see, now I'm feeling
we know
Dan.
We're speaking without irony, saying that this is frightening. If that was in a horror movie, you would be like, believable. It would be believable.
It'd be clear at this point. It'd be inevitable. You want to be me.
It's Jack G.
I am Jack G.
This can't, you can't.
Man. All of a sudden, Dan Roach, Roachy G, I think.
I
you know.
Am Jack G. I am Jack G.
God. Get a little terrifying.
Have I seen Jack G? Is he dressed as a clown?
No,
that's
Jack
Lantern
G.
Waste.
That's Lantern Waste. Yeah, no, Jack G's.
Jack G.
God. No, that's Jack G.
He's very similar in a lot of ways to Mike Behind the Mike Callahan.
Well, I mean, no one's like Mike Behind the Mike Callahan. Come on. What are we doing?
Has he done a coronavirus song for us?
Has he done a coronavirus song for
I'm
us?
I'm just asking, Rich, if he's done one.
Just take that toilet paper off the shelf. I'll buy a dozen of them for myself. COVID-19 has us acting like dopes. I gotta buy all the gloves and soap. Don't try to go into a Walmart. You'll never even get your foot in the door.
And my version cuts off there, so unfortunately that's all we got for that. So,
Jack G. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are those the sounds in your head, Fred?
The whole toilet paper thing kind of went away, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you can find toilet paper now. That as I predicted, that was not going to be an essential.
I still can't get like antibacterial wipes like that. I've tried ever since the beginning of this. Can't get them.
Where my wife works, she hasn't been working, but where she works, they have like curbside. You order ahead of time, and they get these shipments of the stuff in. So we're rolling in it, baby.
Like hand sanitizer.
Oh yeah, you got that right, Jack.
So we're I found myself like I didn't have gloves for a while, and
you don't want gloves.
What's that?
You don't want gloves.
Why?
They're saying no gloves. Because because then if you touch your face or something, you've got all the crap that was on your gloves.
Well, you don't touch your face with the gloves. I mean, that's,
No. But with your hands, you can wash them. With the gloves, they're contaminated.
Well, you just take them off, and there's a way to take them off to where you don't touch them. It just kind of helps.
But what I'm hearing from the docs in my life is no gloves. They're saying masks, you go for it. Gloves, nah.
Yeah.
Say no gloves. No glove, no love. That's right, baby. So, I mean, you know, take your own chances. You're being incredibly irresponsible by wearing gloves, but, I mean, that's the way you want to live your life.
I just want to go bowling, Fred.
Well, there's a
I mean, I'm jealous of all the people in Georgia. They're just going to be rolling turkeys, man.
There's a band by the name of Let's Go Bowling, and I have a feeling they're going to have a big show in Atlanta, Bowling for Soup, too. Butch Walker produced them. Hey, free associating. All right, we'll be back. No commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And as this coronavirus continues and the good people in Georgia are allowed to go bowling and get tattoos again, although they're not allowed to go out to eat. We are, you know, doing our best to keep you entertained. And, you know, this show has been on, yay, 14 years, Rich, here in the state of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And so we were playing some of our highlights, as it is hard to, you know, you can't send Nick out. And Brooklyn 911 is not as funny when there's a virus, even though people are calling the police, but people aren't wearing face masks. But what will you have for us today? What is in store?
There is something that I thought of yesterday because of our friend Dan Roach being depressed that the season has not started. And I thought we would go back to a very strange beginning of a season. It's the season of Bobby Valentine. Yes, immediately after the whole Terry Francona chicken and beer. Do you remember how weird that offseason was after that?
Yes.
Okay, and all of the just crap that came out about that team. You want to talk about one of the most unlikable teams outside of Franco, and I'll never not love the guy. But that team, just all of the different things that happened. So we go back in time to that first opening game, and our man on the street. Let's let it roll.
All right.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. 617-779-0985. That is the music, the overture for the 100th anniversary of Fenway.
Can't hear it enough.
The last two nights have been celebrations. The 8-year anniversary of the 2004 World Series winning team. And then last night, the greatest players at every position trotted out on the field. So we had our own Adolfo Gonzalez go out and share in that magic with the fans of Fenway Park.
It was all about memories and looking back and reminiscing about seasons past. And in this case, season past. Adolfo actually went out with a bunch of envelopes that contained mementos. And he wanted to give people who were there to cherish the memories a chance to possibly win one of these mementos. So let's go to Adolfo outside of Fenway Park.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sure.
We're out here giving away some mementos to some of the fans of the 2012 season. What's your favorite thing about the Red Sox?
First of all, I'm a baseball fan, and it's just a home team. I've followed them for years, and I just love the way the tradition passes on every year.
What's your favorite Red Sox memory?
Oh, probably Colin Fisk's home run in the World Series. That was fantastic.
Well, I might ask you a trivia question. And if you get this right, you win a memento from this past season, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. What is a stolen base?
Stolen base is where a base runner attempts to advance to the next base without the batter having a hit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. That's a great answer. That's a good definition. All right, well, congratulations. Here is your 2012 memento.
All right, that's fantastic.
Yeah, there you go. All right, now open it up. Now tell us what you won.
On June 3rd, Daniel Bard walked six, hit two batters and an umpire in a matter of 1.2 innings. It's a Xerox copy of him being obviously frustrated on the mound.
Share some memories.
All right.
That is a memory from the 2012 season of the Red Sox.
Yes.
And Adolfo Gonzalez, the last home game at Fenway Park for the season, continues.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sure.
Well, we're out here giving away some mementos from the 2012 Red Sox season.
Okay.
What's your favorite thing about the Red Sox?
What's my favorite thing about the Red Sox?
Mm-hmm.
Tradition, I guess. You know, when I was a kid in 1967, my father took me out of high school to go to the first game of the World Series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question about the Red Sox.
Sure.
And if you get this right, you'll win a memento.
Okay.
All right. That doesn't sound too excited to me.
She's laughing because she knows.
Okay. All right, here we go. Name three types of pitches.
Three types?
Yep. Like
fastball, slow ball, curveball, cutter, slider. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch.
There you go.
Knuckleball.
Yeah, that's okay. A whole bunch. All right. Oh, you got it right. So,
yay! There's one.
All right, well, here is your prize. All right, tell everyone what you want.
Bobby Valentine calls his players the weakest roster they've ever had in the history of baseball.
Cherish the memories.
The 100th anniversary of Fenway, a time to reflect on the great memories.
Oh, the
Adolfo Gonzalez is out with a stack of envelopes. Each featuring a historic memory from Fenway Park.
Cherish the memories.
You got to cherish the memories, and he continues.
We're giving away some mementos from this past 2012 season. Now, what's your favorite memory of the Red Sox?
Of all time? 2004. Definitely 2004.
What's your favorite thing about the Red Sox?
Just the atmosphere, coming down here to the games, you know. Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to ask you a trivia question.
All right, what do you got?
Now, if you get this right, you win a memento from the 2012 season, okay? Here we go. When the pitcher finishes a game giving up no hits to your opposing team, what is that called?
No hitter.
No hitter.
Very good. Congratulations. Here is your 2012 memento.
Awesome.
All right, here you go. Now open it up. Now tell everybody what you want.
All but four Red Sox players skip out on Johnny Pesky's funeral.
Cherish the memories.
I will.
Yes, not many Red Sox players went to Johnny Pesky's funeral.
No, they didn't. Remember like it was yesterday.
Vicente Padilla was there. David Ortiz
was there.
Even Bobby Valentine was there, but not a lot of players.
No, they weren't there.
Yeah, they decided not to go. They got in very late. The bus got in very late, but it is the 100th anniversary of Fenway. The all-time team was out there last night.
Yeah, you got to look back and, you know, fondly remember the things that happened.
So Adolfo was outside of Fenway Park with a stack of envelopes and some trivia questions, having people cherish the memories this last home game.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sure, go ahead.
Now, we're giving away some mementos from this past season. What's your favorite memory of the Red Sox of all time?
67 and 04.
Now, what was so great about those years?
Well, 67 was their coming out party, and 04, they won the World Series. So 67 was the best season I've ever seen, but 04 had the best ending.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. Now, if you get this right, you'll win a little memento from this past season, okay? All right. What team was Adrian Gonzalez recently traded to?
Dodgers.
Okay, very good. Congratulations on winning your 2012 Red Sox memento. Now, here you go. Now, tell us what you won.
Liverpool FC won a really important game.
What'd you think?
I'm not pumped.
Cherish the memories.
It's technically a match.
Yes. Did Liverpool actually win a game this year?
I don't know if they actually did.
Yeah. Someone was happy somewhere.
You're gonna get some pushback from the football fans.
Sure,
it's a match.
Taylor Twellman's already emailing
a friendly.
Us as we speak.
That was a friendly. All right. It's the 100th anniversary of Fenway. It's Adolfo's last chance to talk to the fans. We decided to
help cherish the memories as the all-time team took the field last night. And this is Adolfo Gonzalez talking to the faithful.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sure.
We're giving away some mementos from this past 2012 season. What's your favorite Red Sox memory?
I'd have to say Bernie Cabo's home run in 75, right before Fisk hit his home run. Everybody forgets about Bernie Cabo, but Bernie Cabo tied the game in 75 that made the Fisk's home run possible.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. Now, if you get this right, you win a little momentum from this past season, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, let's see. Name three players that were recently traded from the Red Sox.
Okay, Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, Josh Beckett.
Yep, there you go. Very good. Now, here's a little memento from the Red Sox season.
And I can't wait to see what it is. I'm very excited.
Now, open it up.
All right.
And tell us what you want.
All right, that's a picture of Kelly Schaubig. Kelly Schaubig uses Adrian Gonzalez from the tattletale on that big meanie Bobby Valentine.
Share some memories.
It is true. Kelly Schaubig, it says, used Adrian Gonzalez's phone to tell on Bobby Valentine as 2012 goes. Bernie Carbo, by the way, a starting lineup for the all Red Sox
well,
team.
Well, no, he was a pinch hitter.
It's
pinch.
Fun. Yeah, it was fun.
All but four Red Sox players skip out on Johnny Pesky's funeral.
He made the Fisk home run that meant ultimately nothing happened. All right, so here we go. We continue.
Forced it to a game seven, Fred. Come on.
Right, which they lost. It's the 100th anniversary.
Big meanie?
Too soon?
Meanie
is it too soon?
It is.
Was that 75?
75. Yeah. Far too soon.
You know, I was a toddler. I was an infant. I don't really know. I can't share in the pain. He waved that sucker fair. Anyhow, Adolfo was out there. The all-time Red Sox team is poised to take the field. And he's sharing memories with people.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Hell yeah, buddy.
We're giving away some mementos from this past season from the Red Sox. Well, what's your favorite memory of the Red Sox?
2004 when they came back and won the World Series and knocked the Yankees out in the ALCS.
That's a great memory.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you a trivia question. And if you get it right, you will win a little memento, okay?
All right.
Who is the current manager of the Boston Red Sox?
That would be Mr. Bobby Valentine.
Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Here you go. All right, now, what does it say?
Josh Beckett plays golf after missing a start, then gets booed off the mound before telling everyone how many off days he has.
Share some memories.
This really has been a banner year.
I mean, it's just these are all going to go down with the Bernie Carbos of the world.
Fred and I are going through them yesterday, just like laughing. I forgot about that. Oh I forgot about that.
Yeah, Rich pulled out the Pesky funeral. That had slipped my mind.
All but four Red Sox players skip out on Johnny Pesky's funeral.
All right, is that all of them?
Cherish the memories.
We could have done more, but that was all it was recorded.
Yeah, I think this is just a drop in the bucket, honestly.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, cherish the 2012 Red Sox memories as the...
Bobby Valentine calls his players the weakest roster they've ever had in the history of baseball.
Cherish the memories.
So there you go. It's been a year to cherish. It has been a fantastic time.
Liverpool FC won a really important game.
Cherish the memories.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And as this coronavirus continues and the good people in Georgia are allowed to go bowling and get tattoos again, although they're not allowed to go out to eat, we are... doing our best to keep you entertained. And, you know, this show has been on, 14 years, Rich, here in the...
sagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.